Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith, and I've got an hour of bluegrass lined up for you that I am sure you are going to enjoy. Today my show is made up of compilation CDs. I've got lots of those, and that gives me an opportunity to play music that I wouldn't normally have on CD for whatever reason. And these compilation CDs, some of them are record company based, and some are just assemblages of recordings from long ago. They've got titles like Cool, Blue and Lonesome, and Roots of Bluegrass, and Purely Bluegrass, and Bluegrass Hits. So we're going to hear from all sorts of people like Mike Aldridge and Co., Seldom Seen, Bill Clifton, Jim Eanes, Mike Seeger, Open Road, Roy Acuff, all sorts of people. Let's start off by listening to a tune that you're familiar with. If you're like me, you've heard Rhonda Vincent sing it, Driving Nails in My Coffin. And this is from a Mike Aldridge album, and it's got Mike Aldridge on dobro, Tony Rice on guitar and vocal, Lou Reed on harmony, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Jack Lawrence on guitar, T. Michael Coleman on bass. And it's a great version. Let's have a listen.
I'm so lonely. She said that she and I were through. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. Since the day that we parted, I've been so sad and so blue. I'm always thinking of you, love, and I just can't stop drinking that old booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. Coffin, worrying sweetheart over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. Coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you.
Well, some great music there from Tony Rice. Lovely sound they got with the band. Here's another track from that same compilation CD, Seldom Seen, with the tune Another Lonesome Day. This has also got Lou Reed on it and T. Michael Coleman, but John Duffy also playing mandolin, Mike Aldridge on vocal and dobro, and Ben Eldridge on banjo and guitar. Another Lonesome Day. Let's have a listen to this.
lonesome morning. Another long, lonesome day. You'll have to live without her, the morning seemed to say. Another lonesome morning. You thought you didn't care, but morning breezes find you wishing she were there. A Bob White sings his same old song, trying hard to please. And you hear a sound that she used to love through the rustling of the leaves, through the rustling of the leaves. You're losing her has taught you that you wanted her to stay. And you know all another lonesome morning breeze is another lonesome day, is another lonesome day.
Ah, some great singing there from the Seldom Seen. I hope you enjoyed that version of Another Lonesome Morning. Great song. I've been just reading Bill C. Malone's book about Bill Clifton. Bill Clifton visited New Zealand in 1970, and we became friends, and I spent a little bit of time with him, visiting him at his home in Mendota, Virginia, and then again in West Virginia in more recent years. And it was just wonderful to read Bill C. Malone's book about him and find out more about him. And in a later program, we'll investigate some more of the music that Bill's played. But this is from a compilation called The Roots of Bluegrass Music, 30 original tunes. And they were all originally recorded for the Starday label. And there's going to be two bands here playing. We're going to hear Bill Clifton with the song Bury Me Beneath the Willow, and then Jim Eanes, who doesn't get on my show very often, but he was known as a man with a very relaxed sort of voice and a country approach to bluegrass music, and he's going to do a song called Hand on My Glass. So from the album Roots of Bluegrass, let's listen to some 1950s bluegrass, starting with Bill Clifton.
For me. tell an angel softly whispered, she has proven true to you. So marry me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she may know where I'm sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. My hand on the glass and my mind on the past and my heart on the future and you. What's the use to grieve and cry? I lose no matter how I try, 'cause nobody now cares what I do. Glass, and it won't be the last. I've got too many troubles to drown. I'm so lonely night and day, it's hard to pass the time away, 'cause the one that I love is not around. Watching time slowly pass, while the sun in the evening sinks low. Soon I must face the gloom in the quiet of my room. If I cry, then nobody will
Some sort of country style bluegrass there from Jim Eanes, and that was a young Alan Shelton on banjo and Roy Russell on fiddle there, sort of doing the country style backup. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're listening to some tracks that you find on the old compilation albums, which gives me a source of material that I don't really have sitting on my shelves. Mike Seeger was also a big influence in New Zealand bluegrass when he visited in 1969 and came out and played at the Banjo Pickers Convention and did some wonderful music. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band had the opportunity to play with him, and Mike taught us a great deal about our music. I've got him here on an album called Purely Bluegrass. It's a 2-LP set and lots of similar sort of music to what we just heard from Jermaine, some of it from early Starday labels, but CD2 has come off another album that I remember was released in the early 1960s of banjo players, all different sorts of sort of folk styled banjo players really, and they included David Lindley, Mike Seeger, Roger McGuinn, Dick Weissman, Eric Weisberg, Billy Cheatwood, Eric Darling, all sorts of people playing in the folk scene really at the time. But here's Mike Seeger playing Cripple Creek, and this tune's unusual. It's not an unusual tune. Just about everyone who's ever played banjo gets to learn Cripple Creek, but Mike's doing it in bluegrass style, and then he does it in the old time clawhammer style, and so I'm assuming he's leaving his picks on while he's doing it in clawhammer style. I'm not sure, but it's a great tune. Mike's going to play it for you, and it goes like this. Thank you. Well, that's how you play Cripple Creek, folks. I know someone comes to me for banjo lessons. One of the first tunes we learned is a very simple version of Cripple Creek, and it still captures all the energy and bounce of that tune. Good fun to listen to. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works and their big store in Hamilton, which is where this program comes from, Hamilton, New Zealand. And Shearer's will service any of your musical needs. They sell wonderful instruments. They've got a wide range of accessories, and they give great advice because all the floor sales people are musicians, and they can interpret your needs and help you get anything you want. I'm delighted that Shearer's Music Works sponsors Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'd like you to support them too. Who are we going to have now? Album called Bluegrass Hits, 20 timeless favourites from yesterday and today on the Rounder label. And this led me to listen to a couple of bands that I don't have regular CDs for. A band called Weary Hearts, who is a great band. This track was released in 1989. The song that they're going to do is I Know the Way to You by Heart. The band Weary Hearts was Butch Baldessari on mandolin, Ron Black on banjo and tenor vocal, Mike Bubb on acoustic bass and baritone vocal, and Chris Jones on rhythm guitar and lead vocal, Jerry Douglas on dobro, and Tim O'Brien on rhythm guitar. Now, we've heard most of those musicians in other bands. Chris Jones in particular is a highly respected solo artist. Mike Bubb was a long-time bassist for the Del Mercury band. Butch Baldessari also worked for various people as a performer and a teacher of classical mandolin repertoire, and Ron Block played for Alison Krauss at Union Station for a long time and writes some great songs. So what a great combination band. I Know the Way to You by Heart is a song they're going to do, and then we're going to go to a tune called Hard Times by the band Open Road, which is a softer sort of lament, really. Bradford Lee Folk on guitar and lead vocal, Caleb Roberts on mandolin and baritone vocal, and Jim Runnels on banjo and tenor vocal. And it's sort of an old-timey sounding song. So let's have a listen, starting with Weary Hearts, I Know the Way to You by Heart.
As a boy, I believed it was best just to leave, with a shirt on my back and my heart on my sleeve. It was time I was out on my own. So I left you and I left home. And I've slept in some cars, I slept in some bars, I slept in the arms of some fast falling stars. There ain't one dream that's come true since I left home, since I left you. In the cold, just one memory's warm in the dark. Just one light comes on, though I'm lost. There's one thing I've found, I know the way to you. I know the way to you by heart. Like the palm of my hand on this old steering wheel. And I'm still on the road I've come down. Thanks to you, I'm homeward bound.
Just one memory is warm in the dark. Just one light comes on, though I'm lost. There's one thing I've found. I know the way to you. I know the way to you by heart. I know the way to you. I know the way to you. I know the way to you by heart.
It's the hard times that will leave you in your place. They dropped him at the corner, a strange but familiar face. It's the hard times that will leave you in your place. A head hung down and homeless, lost out in the rain. Hard times, hard times. Can't you see? Hard times, hard times, hard times. Let me be. So we sat down and he watched the lights go by. No one cared to notice when he crawled up there and he died. But a hobo's life, it really ain't worthwhile. Bag him up and drag him down for one last place to hide. Hard times, hard times, hard times. Can't you see? Leave you in your place.
It's a band, Open Road, with the song Hard Times, and that was from an album entitled Bluegrass Hits that came out in 2005. So there's all sorts of great stuff on some of these compilation albums. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm looking through some of my collections just to find out what I've got in the deep dark places on some of these CD cases. And I've always been interested in the contribution that Roy Acuff made to bluegrass music. He was so close to a bluegrass band, I reckon he almost got there before Bill Monro. But of course, he never had the vision and the intensity and the instrumental intensity that Monro brought to the music. He was a great singer, very popular on the Grand Ole Opry, Roy Acuff was, and it was a great band leader and featured some fine dobro playing from Bashful Brother Oswald, including other musicians too. And here he is on a track recorded in 1947, good year, 1947, I was born that year, called The Freight Train Blues. This is Roy Acuff, and this is from an album called Music Inspired by Oh Brother Where Art Thou. So we have that movie to thank, and the Coen brothers to thank for bringing out some great recorded music out of the vaults, really. Here's Roy Acuff with the Freight Train Blues.
I was born in Dixie in a boomer's shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby, and a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 got them in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. My daddy was a farmer and my mama dear, she was the only daughter of an engineer. Sweetie loved a brakeman, now it ain't no joke, but it's a shame the way she kept that good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got him in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue. I know I'm old enough to quit my running around. I've tried 100 times to stop and settle down. Every time I find a place I want to stay, I hear a freight train whistle, Lord, I'm on my way. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues. I got the freight train blue. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue.
Hi, my name is Anna and I'm from Paero, New Zealand, and I really enjoy listening to Back Porch Bluegrass.
Thanks, Anna. Yes, you are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And in the theme of today, which is compilation albums, I've got in my hand an album recorded to help or to go with a tour that we were on in 2005. The Hamilton County Bluegrass Band toured with Patsy Rigger, Brendan Dugan, Jody Vaughan, Gray Bartlett, and Martin Crump. They're all country music people in New Zealand. The tour was called The Highway of Legends, so we went right right around New Zealand, and it was really good fun. It was the first tour that we'd done for ages, and we had to record some tracks to go with the tour for the CD, and we actually used some of the songs that we recorded to go we actually used them on the show too. So there's some tracks that we recorded there that aren't available on any other Hamilton County CDs, and I'm going to play one of them for you. It's called Thinking of You, and it was written by my son Jeremy, who was playing bass. Jeremy Trenwith was a 22 year old when I think about it, 22 years old when he toured with us, and he wrote the song, and he sang harmony and played bass for us. David Calder on mandolin, Alan Rhodes on guitar, I played banjo, Colin Trenwith played fiddle, and this is a song called Thinking of You.
Someone like you, I haven't felt like this before. These feelings inside me, I know they are true. I see you and then I need more. How will I know when to walk up to you, look in your eyes and say, I know you don't know me, I've something to say. You've stolen my heart away. Ooh, what can I do? Tell me, what can I do? Watching the sunset, I know you are too, somewhere else miles away. Watching without you is leaving me blue. When will this pain go away? I dreamt that we went off and traveled around, fun and romance by the sea. But dreaming about you is all I can do, and all alone's how I'll be.
Thinking of You by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, song written by our young bass player Jeremy Trenwith, and pretty progressive. Man, he must have worked hard to get us old guys to do all those fancy chords in there. But it came out pretty well. Great song. Thank you, Jeremy. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. Thank you very much for going to the trouble to find the podcasts and listen to it. I really appreciate the fact that you tune into my show, most of you on a fairly regular basis. And every now and then I think in the show I come up with some great tunes that are in the depths of my CDs on my shelves. And I think, yes, it's great. Good to listen to this music. And if I go on a trip somewhere, I'm usually playing some stuff and I get captivated by some of the music on the CDs and think, oh, I've got to play that one. I have to do something from that album and all that sort of thing. It's really good fun doing this bluegrass show, believe me. So thank you for tuning into it. All the people who listen on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand and Canada, big hi to you, and thank you very much. I'm glad your station hosts this show, and delighted that you're getting a New Zealand take on this wonderful bluegrass music that we can all share. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, thank you. I know a lot of people there listen to, and if you're out driving maybe and listening, or if you're just at home listening, these COVID-ridden days, you never know what's going on. New Zealand has just recently gone back into level one for most of it. Auckland's still a little bit behind us, and they have more limitations on their socialisation as just to avoid spreading the virus there. But we're allowed to have our country music club again, and we're allowed to have Back Porch Bluegrass. So the Back Porch Bluegrass Jam Session on the fourth Sunday of each month has started again, and the Morrinsville Country Music Club concert on the second Friday of the month at the Rotary Community Hall in Morrinsville, that started again too. So we're getting a bit of live music finally happening, and that's nothing but good news. From the Round of Bluegrass Volume 2, there's some great tunes on this. And once again, some tracks that I don't have anywhere else. So I'm going to play for you a Ricky Skaggs tune, Lost and I'll Never Find the Way. I actually have that somewhere else. And then a track from Delia Bell and Bill Grant, Your Letters Overdue. These days it probably should be Your Emails Overdue. Yes, a Ricky Skaggs tune comes from a CD, Family and Friends, which came out on Rounder in 1982. And that's got Peter Rowan on guitar and vocal, Joe Allen on acoustic bass, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, Ricky Skaggs on mandolin and vocals, and Mark Pruitt playing the banjo. And on the tune, Delia Bell and Bill Grant, Your Letters Overdue. We don't know who wrote it, but it came out in 1984. David McLaughlin on mandolin and Eddie Stubbs on fiddle, Richard Underwood on banjo, Roger Williams on dobro and Dudley Connell on guitar, Larry Robbins on bass. And so that sounds like the Johnson Mountain Boys to me. So backing Delia Bell and Bill Grant. Let's have a listen to these tracks. Starting with Lost and I'll Never Find the Way.
Lonesome, lonesome, pining away.
Now you say it's best to part, even though it breaks my heart.
I'm lost and I'll never find the way.
Part, darling, you broke my heart. I'm drifting like a ship lost at sea. In a world of despair, it is so lonesome there. Why don't you come back to me?
Lonesome, lonesome, pining away.
Now you say it's best to part, even though it breaks my heart.
I'm lost and I'll never find the way.
No one else would ever do. I believe in you with all my heart and soul. But you broke every vow and it's all over now. I'm left in this world alone and cold.
Lonesome, lonesome.
lost and I'll never find the way.
Now you say it's best we part, even though it breaks my heart.
I'm lost and I'll never find the way.
Promise to faithfully write me and send me your love every day. But I've waited so long for your letter, and I've missed you each hour you've been away. Your letter's overdue and I'm sorry, and so is the love you promised me. And if you don't answer my letter, I'm gonna set you free. I keep waiting each day for your letter, but each time the postman goes by, time he brings me no letter, it leaves me so lonesome I could cry. Your letter's overdue and I'm sorry, and so is the love you promised me. And if you don't answer my letter, I promise I'm gonna set you free.
Well, that was Delia Bell, Bill Grant, and basically the Johnson Mountain Boys doing the backing, and they got a great sound there. Another album that's come out from Rounder. Rounder were pretty good at putting out these compilation albums, and this is one called Bluegrass Greats, and it's got some excellent music on it. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks. Stephen Sisters, In My Time of Dying. The Stephen Sisters were April Stevens and did the lead, and Beth Stevens did the harmony vocal, and they had a great band backing them up. Douglas Stevens, probably a family member, but probably not a sister, and Ray Deaton doing the bass vocal. Jeff White on guitar, Rob Ikes on dobro, Wayne Benson on mandolin, Ronnie Simpkins bass. What a good lineup. And then after that, we'll listen to Third Time Out doing a wonderful song with Earl Scruggs playing guitar. And let me just get to the facts here. Got to make sure I get it right. I'm working on the road to glory land. Russell Moore doing the lead vocals, Ray Deaton doing the bass vocals again, Wayne Benson on mandolin, Steve Dilling vocals, and Earl Scruggs playing guitar. There's some great gospel music in there, folks, and it's coming up. Let's listen to it now. Got it all lined up here. In My Time of Dying, the Stephen Sisters.
Well, in my time of dying, I don't want nobody to mourn. All I want for Thursday, Jesus gonna make up my dying bed.
So lonely while living here below. My Savior's waiting patiently. I'm ready now to go. I want a firm foundation that's built from God's own hand. And so I've started building a road to glory land.
I'm working on the road.
I'm working on the road
that leads to glory.
That leads to glory.
I want to shake my Savior's hand.
My Savior's hand. I'm building my home.
I'm building my hopes
on things eternal.
Things eternal.
I'm working on a road.
I'm working on a road
to glory land.
You know you have no promise of living here below. You know he suffered for your sins and died upon the cross. So all that might believe in him, your soul would not be lost.
I'm working on the road.
I'm working on the road
that leads to glory.
That leads to glory.
I want to shake
my Savior's hand.
My Savior's hand. I'm building my home.
I'm building my home.
Things eternal.
Things eternal.
I'm working on the road.
I'm working on the road
to glory land.
And when this road is finished, I want to travel on. I can hear the angels singing up there around the throne. I want to see my mother and take her by the hand. And so I've started building a road to glory land.
I'm working on the road.
I'm working on the road
that leads to glory.
That leads to glory.
I want to shake
my Savior's hand.
My Savior's hand. I'm building my
home. I'm building my home.
Things eternal.
Things eternal.
I'm working on a road. road.
I'm walking on the road
to glory land.
Some great playing, great gospel music there. You've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've been playing songs from compilation albums, which gives me access to artists that I don't really have on my CD collection. And we're going to go out with one from a Rebel CD collection called Drive Time Bluegrass. Got a picture on the front of some utes with banjos and mandolins in them. I wouldn't mind that red ute on the picture of it. It's really, really cool. We're going to play it from a performer called David Davis, who I'm unfamiliar with, and this is a tune called Milwaukee Blues. So thanks very much for listening. Tune in again next week. I'll have a totally different program for you.
Come a passenger train on the blind, said old Bill Jones, a good old hobo, and he's trying to get home, trying to get home,
trying to get home,
he's trying to get home,
he's trying to get home,
he's a good old hobo and he's trying to get home. Muddy, Lord, the leaves are getting damp. Gotta catch a freight train and leave this town. Don't want no hobos are hanging around, hanging around,
hanging around,
just hanging around,
just hanging around.
Don't want no hobos are hanging around. Said you'll have to pay. Got no money but I pawn my shoes. I wanna go west, got the Milwaukee Blues. Milwaukee Blues,
Milwaukee Blues,
oh, the Milwaukee Blues,
yeah, the Milwaukee Blues.
I gotta go west, got the Milwaukee Blues. Before he died, fix the road so the bulls can ride. When they ride the rods. Put their trust in the hands of God. Hands of God.
Hands of God.
In the hands of God.
In the hands of God.
They'll put their trust in the hands of God. I'd like to ride. Brakeman said, what would it be? The Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Oh, the Santa Fe.
Oh, Santa Fe.
Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe.